Day 3, Direction, Not Perfection. Devotional. One of the biggest misconceptions about the Christian life is that it's about achieving perfection. We often beat ourselves up when we fall short, thinking we've failed God or that He's disappointed in us. But living from a new heart isn't about flawless performance, it's about direction. When God gives us a new heart, He doesn't expect us to immediately get everything right. What He does expect is that we'll be pointed in the right direction, moving toward Him rather than away from Him. It's like the difference between a compass that's broken and one that's working properly. The working compass might not always lead you perfectly straight, but it consistently points north. This understanding brings such freedom. We don't have to pretend we have it all together. We don't have to hide our struggles or mask our failures. We simply need to keep our hearts oriented toward God, allowing His Spirit to guide us back when we veer off course. Remember that you're both a beloved child of God and His servant. As His child, your position in His family is secure regardless of your behavior. As His servant, you're learning to follow His lead with increasing faithfulness. Both identities are true, and both are gifts of grace. Bible verse: Enoch walked with God, then he was no more, because God took him away. Genesis 5:24. Reflection question: How might your spiritual journey change if you focused more on maintaining the right direction, toward God, rather than achieving perfect performance? Quote: Living in godly living. Godly living isn't perfection. It's direction. Don't confuse a spirit-led life with a flawless life. Prayer.